SB 454 by Senator Lowenthal. We're acting as a subcommittee, Senator Lowenthal, so go ahead and do your presentation, and we will take a vote as soon as we're able.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members.
This is recommended for a due pass.
SB 454 deletes the sunset on three sections of law that facilitate the preservation of existing affordable housing. After all, as we all know, it's cheaper to preserve the current stock of affordable housing than it is to replace it. The costs of the bill are minor and absorbable and covered by special funds. The law about preservation has been worked out over the years with property owners, and it strikes a fair balance between the rights of these property owners and the obligations imposed in exchange for a public subsidy, which they've all received usually from 30 to 55 years. There's no opposition to the bill. It received a unanimous vote in the Transportation and Housing Committee this past week, and I urge your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Lowenthal. Testimony in favor.
Very briefly, Brian Augusta on behalf of the California Rural Legal Assistance Foundation. We support the removal of the sunset. The program has worked well, creates a win-win for buyer and seller, and helps us preserve badly needed affordable housing in California, and as the analysis indicates, minor absorbable costs in a special fund. So we urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Okay. Any other testimony in favor? Is there testimony opposed? Any testimony opposed? Finance, do you have a comment?
Madam Chair, Rob Schladow with the Department of Finance. I'm sorry, I do not have a file on this bill.
All righty. Are there questions or comments, members?
Senator, as soon as we have a quorum, I will, in fact, move to do pass. There's not any amendments for this.
There are no amendments, Senator Cox.
So
this is a due pass.
Pass it out, Senator.
Thanks very much, Senator Cox. So when we have a quorum, Senator Lowenthal, Senator Cox is going to move your bill.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
We'll be
and thank you,
care
Senator
of it
Cox.
Shortly.
Thank you.
Well, I guess I can take this time to wish everybody a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
The first meeting of appropriations. We are waiting for, we need two more members. If Senator Leno and Senator Liu are in the sound of my voice, if you could step up here just briefly, we can dispense with most of the hearings.
Senator Liu, Senator.
Yeah. All righty. We have a quorum. Will you call the roll?
Kehoe?
Here.
Kehoe here. Cox?
Here.
Cox here. Alquist. Corbett?
Here.
Corbett here. Denham?
Here.
Denham here. Leno? Liu? Price?
Here.
Price here. Walters? Weiland? Yee? Yee here.
We have a quorum.
Madam Chair, I move SB 454.
Senator Cox, would you give me just a couple more minutes
sure.
to get Senator Liu and Senator Leno here? Sergeants, if you could tell Senator Liu and Senator Leno that we intend to call the roll on all the bills within a few moments. We will now move to SB 771. Senator Alquist is absent today, unfortunately, due to health, but her staff person is here. John Paul Buchanan. Mr. Buchanan, come forward. And this is a candidate for suspense, so give us your presentation, please.
Senator Alquist wants me to thank you for allowing me to present. SB 771 will maintain California's ability to draw down increased federal funds by allowing 12-month continuous Medi-Cal enrollment for children. The Stimulus Act, ARRA, provided states with a higher federal share, or FMAP, for Medicaid programs. To qualify, the state's Medi-Cal eligibility requirements could not be more restrictive than they were on July 1, 2008. The state, however, wasn't eligible for increased federal funds. In September 2008, semi-annual reporting was adopted for children in Medi-Cal. Previously, it had been annual reporting. Therefore, the state needed to repeal semi-annual reporting and reinstate annual reporting. Currently, Congress is in the process of extending the increased FMAP for two quarters. The extension is likely to have the same requirements, but states not restrict Medicaid eligibility. This bill will help implement the proposed governor's budget, which calls for drawing significant federal funds for Medicaid programs.
Thank you, Mr. Buchanan. This is item 771, testimony in favor.
Kelly Brooks, on behalf of the California State Association of Counties, we are in support. The Senate, the U.S. Senate, is going to be hearing the jobs bill this week. That does include this two-quarter extension of the FMAP, potentially bringing in a couple billion dollars to California. This is part of the governor's budget and very important to the healthcare system. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beth Capel, on behalf of Health Access California, in addition to the costs noted in your analysis, if California does not adopt this change and the U.S. Senate acts, we will put at risk tens of billions of dollars in matching Medi-Cal, federal Medi-Cal dollars. So it's important that this bill move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, please.
Jolene Voris with the Urban Counties Caucus, also in support.
Thank you.
Nick Luizos with the California Association of Health Plans in support of the bill.
Crystal Monnelli with Children Now and the 100% Campaign, also in support.
Musical chairs. Kathy Sunderling with the County Welfare Directors Association in support.
Thank you.
Leslie McFadden on behalf of the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors in support.
Thank you.
Kristen Hare, California Academy of Family Physicians, also in support.
Any other testimony in favor? Is there opposition testimony? Finance, do you have a comment?
No file, Madam Chair.
All righty.
Madam Chair, it is my understanding that my side of the aisle, the Senate Republicans, did in fact support SBX 324 by Ms. Alquist, but we did so only because the pro tem agreed to extend the sunset date of the semi-annual eligibility reporting by 6 months. I know this is going to suspense, but SB 771 does not contain a similar extension. So the question is, would the author consider the addition of the six-month sunset, a six-month extension? To get this bill out?
Unfortunately, Senator Alquist is not here today, but I will definitely pass on your concern to her.
Senator Cox, I would also suggest we'd like to get some clarification that if the six-month report is a requirement of the ARRA funds, that would be another complication. As I say, this item is going to suspense. Let's take the next couple of days and sort out the details, but
It'll give us that opportunity to do so. I just wanted to raise the issue so that it didn't come as a surprise to you, ma'am.
Thank you. We have one item that Senator Cox will make a motion on, do pass SB 454. I'll take the vote on that now, and then the members can.
I do make that motion, Madam Chair.
Senator Cox moves SB 454. Will you call the roll, Sally?
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Cox?
Aye.
Cox, aye. Alquist? Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Dinham?
Aye.
Dinham, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Liu?
Aye.
Liu, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Walters? Weiland? Yee? Yee, aye.
8-0 is out.
8-0? That bill is out. Thank you, members. We'll take up item 808. Senator Wolk has waived presentation. This is item 808 on Delta levy maintenance. Is there a testimony in favor of SB 808?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And Carol,
Bob Reeb with Reeb Government Relations on behalf of the California Central Valley Flood Control Association in support. Very briefly, this program leverages local investment in the Delta levees, the maintenance and upkeep of which protect aquatic terrestrial habitat, state transportation corridors, electric transmission, gas, farms, communities, and what have you through the Delta. This program also allows the state to maintain eligibility for Federal Emergency Management Agency funding through the HMP, the Hazard Management Mitigation Program. Very important, and we'd strongly request your support when the bill comes off suspense.
Thank you. Next, please.
Madam Chair, the members, Paul Yoder here on behalf of Solano County and San Joaquin County, two members of the Delta Counties Coalition, in support of the bill. I would just point out that these are bond funds. And I hope that there's a way to work with the committee so that the local communities that do want to
repair the levees, keep the levees strong, especially on a day like this or a week like this. I hope there's a way we can work that out and get the bill off of suspense. So respectfully, submit
the rain,
that to you.
The rain is part of your presentation?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yes, thank you,
that's
Madam
good
Chair.
Planning. Excellent planning.
Yes.
Next, please.
Yes.
Leslie McFadden, on behalf of the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors, also in support, just ditto the comments of my
thank
colleague.
You.
Thank you.
Next, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. Kathy Christian for the Contra Costa County Board of Supervisors, also echoing the comments, but wanted to point out that the analysis seems to suggest that the planning process that's going on in a number of ways might subsume a discussion of levee maintenance, but as we all know, rain and water and deteriorating levees don't wait for anyone, and so we urge, again, ability to work with the committee to see if we can continue this program while the larger planning process goes on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good point. Further testimony in favor? Is there opposition testimony? Seeing none, finance, do you have a comment?
Yes, Madam Chair. SB 8 of the 7th Extraordinary Session appropriated $170 million in Prop 1E funds. The 2010-11 governor's budget identifies $25 million of those funds for use for Delta levees. So our analysis indicates that there would be about 3 years worth of funding for what this bill would authorize. That means there are another 3 years after that for which we don't or haven't identified funding yet, but we think there's time to do that.
Thank you. Thank you. Any comments or questions, members? This is a candidate for suspense. So that item will move to suspense now. That's SB 808 by Senator Woak. And we will return to SB 134, Senator Liu's communications with children. This is a candidate for suspense. Is there testimony in favor of SB 134? Is there testimony in favor of SB 134, incarcerated juveniles who are parents? Seeing none, is there testimony opposed? Any opposition testimony to SB 134? Finance, do you have a comment?
Yes, Madam Chair. We do not have an official position. However, I would like to note that despite the policy merits of this bill, we believe it would create a reimbursable local mandate.
Thank you. Any comments from the members? That is an item for suspense, members. SB 134 will go to the suspense file now. And that concludes our file for this morning. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Senator Cox, for being so prompt. We will take up suspense on Thursday. This meeting's adjourned.